Yes, I see it. Okay, I would like to call the Otter Rock District Special Work Session meeting to order on Tuesday, February 6, 2021. And the time is 6:04, and we'll do roll call online. Commissioner Hall.
Yes.
Bakkenstau.
Oh, Buzz, I had.
He's muted.
Yeah. Okay, Buzz, you're unmuted now. For some reason, you come in, I have to do it.
Here.
Thank you, Buzz. Anderson.
Here.
Leeson.
Here.
And Elliker is here. So all board members are present. We have no staff members. Public attendance, Alan and Wendy Neem. The Hearts, Andy Goggins, the Mullins, Mike and Janice, Consuelo, Lori Sanders, Darren Linker. Did I get everybody? I think I did. Okay, so this meeting is basically to a continuation of our meeting last week. We ran out of time and energy, or energy. We had some additional items on our agenda that we wanted to address. And I did add this weekend to the agenda, I put up online project funding. We're hoping we do have some more information in on those. There's two parts to that. One is the loan and the other is the grant. And then the other items are connections and operations. And then I was reminded, I did say we would also address board member comments because we didn't get to that at the end of the meeting. There's lots of other things we could talk about. Hopefully we can keep this meeting not so long. And if we have other things we want to address, we can do that at a future meeting, schedule another special meeting, whatever. I want to stress that, in my opinion, there is nothing wrong with shorter meetings. So,
in light of that comment, Beth, can we, since the connections issue wasn't responded to until about an hour before the meeting was to start, I would appreciate it if we would put that off until March meeting.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I was happy to get the call today, actually, given that this was a Monday for the county after 3-day weekend, but
right.
And that also will give Ms. Chavarria time to look to see if I understood what she transmitted correctly. That's I sent an email to all the board members and back to her, and she knew I was going to be sending it back to her for her to review, to make sure that I understood it correctly. So
okay,
that's the drawback of having a phone conversation, but at the end of her day, it saved her the time of having to sit down and compose an email. So.
Okay, that's good. That's fine with me. I think perhaps we can exchange some more information before we get around to discussing it also. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's start off with project funding. I know we all sent, or at least some of us sent some questions to Lisa. I don't know if she got any response back or has any answers to those, but do you, Lisa?
I do not.
Okay.
Mainly because, I sent them to, her over the weekend because I wanted to include yours, Beth, and, today was the first day they're back. So I'm not expecting any answers for a while. I don't even know if Melissa from Business Oregon can help us, but if she can't, then she'll direct us to who we need to talk to. So
right, okay.
I thought people submitted good questions, which is why I didn't submit any, because I thought you guys covered it pretty well.
Okay, Anything else on that? Okay, so the grants.
I have received nothing back from Ms. Feigham on the questions that were left with her to answer. So I don't think we can do anything more on that issue right at the moment.
What questions were those? To Feigham? Anna Feigham?
Yes.
Okay. Questions on like timelines or what? I'm not recalling what you may have sent to her.
I think you posed a couple questions to her during the work session, and I don't have them right in front of me. She was going to get back to us.
Okay. Well, what about the Civil West scope of work proposal? That's what I thought we were talking about.
Oh.
When we were talking about grants. We all got a copy of that. We had lots of, we had some questions about it. We all got, finally you got the link to their box site where they have those documents that they originally couldn't send. Is there anything anyone wants to comment or discuss about that?
Only that it's mind-boggling how much paperwork is involved in this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think that's grants for you. It's a lot. I know there were questions about the amount and why it was more than for the city of Newport.
Yes, and he answered that. Tim answered that in his email that everyone got.
And so that was what we had said, was wanting to know anything in addition to the FEMA grants, I believe.
That's what I believe.
Okay. So does anyone want to take any action on this? Are there things we still need answers to? Where are we at on this?
I think we're at crunch time. If we don't decide to proceed, we might as well give up grants until the end of this year.
Well, we might as well probably give up grants entirely, is my opinion.
Why do you say that?
Because it's crunch time.
It's crunch time. We have,
this particular grant, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but Pat, if we go down the timing. Loan, if we get the loan, I mean, we got the loan. If we actually start following through with the loan, then, you can't backfill with grants. It's just.
Did we get an answer, Lisa, about whether the loan business could work in conjunction in some way with grants being sought?
I know.
Okay, so we don't know that answer.
I think it's going to be mostly timelines that we can hold off until we hear about the FEMA grants or other grants long enough, because number one, with the FEMA grants and probably on the loan too, you can't actually start construction on a project until you have that, you've been awarded the grant. And I would assume with the loan, it would be similar, but the loan looks like it might be coming a little earlier. Although I did notice they said they did have some older loan projects still on the books that hadn't been started, that had been applied for a couple of years ago. I think they had, wasn't it a 2 or 3 year time that they said they were still applicable, even though they hadn't been started?
Yeah, and honestly, guys, I don't know, because the first email we got from the state of Oregon, and I'm just paraphrasing, the state of Oregon said that they have to have a public comment before they can even start looking at it. And the public comment was 2 weeks. I'm guessing they're not even starting to look at it without, you know, it's still not 2 weeks in.
Right, but that's coming up. 2 weeks is not very long. And
I know, you know. I'm just saying that, you know, we might not have our answer for a while.
Right, well, okay.
I guess in my mind, the question is, can we delay using loan funds? I mean, because I assume what we're getting is we're getting basically a pre-approved upper limit for how much we can borrow. And the question is how long of timeline we have to actually use those funds, because my understanding is we can spend less of that borrowed money if we use grants, but we can't start anything, we can't break ground before a grant is approved. I guess the question is, how much time do we have with the loan, and will that extend long enough for us to wait for a grant and get the project completed during the time that we're allowed to borrow?
Right.
Remainder.
Right. Yeah. Those are my main questions too. So I guess we'll just have to see. But so
Buzz has a comment.
Yes, Buzz.
I just want to remind everyone that we can only stall so long. Mm-hmm. I see the logic of the question that Dan is asking, but on the other hand, there is some urgency to getting the loan, getting the design completed, and breaking ground without a lot of time going by, because we do have antiquated infrastructure and it isn't getting any better.
That's a good point. Okay, so
what specific questions do we still want answered about a loan?
All of them, I think, because we haven't gotten a response back.
Yeah, it's not a surprise.
It's not a surprise.
I was actually pleasantly surprised to hear back from Ms. Chavarria.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, are we in a position where we're ready to give up on pursuing grants?
No, I'm not.
And decide to borrow as much as we can? What if they come back and say, well, you can only borrow $200,000? Then, or a half a million or whatever, if it's somewhat under the cost that we know our project is, then what?
Lisa, is that even a possibility? If they gave
We got pre-approved for $3.5 million. From what I read, we got approved for the whole $3.5 million. So if we want to spend that, that is what they're willing to loan us. That is my takeaway from that letter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think
there's no question about whether or not because they wouldn't have sent us the letter if we had just approved, you know, for a little bit of it. They would have said, sorry, it's too much money. You need to reapply next quarter for a different amount. They're very cut and dry. You either make it or you don't.
Okay. So are we in a position where we want to not pursue grant money because we're going to wait on the loan?
I guess my own feeling is I want to wait a little bit longer to hear how the loan timeline and the grant timeline, if we can get those to mesh, and if we can get those to, if there's a possibility that we can get them to mesh without waiting 5 years, then at that point, I would like to proceed with developing the grant application. Does that make sense?
Right.
We'd all like that to happen, but.
But I think I think we've been told that
we're cutting the razor edge here about the timeline to get that April 15th pre-application made for grants.
I have a question. Do we know how much it's not going to take a whole lot of work, is it, to do the pre-app?
Yes, that's basic. The pre-app is basically the grant. They call it a pre-app, but there's probably, from what I understand, there's probably a little adjusting, but the pre-app is basically, that's why the Civil West is charging what they're doing. It takes a long time to get every nitpick thing done, because if it doesn't go through, then, you know, they will have questions after the pre-app is done, and there will be more paperwork to fill out, because there's always more paperwork. But to cross this first hurdle, I agree with Tim. It's going to take a heck of a lot of work. And we are on the razor's edge.
On the other hand, I hate to spend the money if
I know
it turns out that the timelines don't work.
I know.
Right.
And if the tank breaks, you know, we're screwed, you know. We're just.
Well, we've been screwed.
Well, I know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. I know. How long do you think we have to engage Civil West on this grant? Do we know what's the bare minimum that they would need?
I think they were thinking that we would have approved this at our last meeting.
Oh, we didn't have any information from them until...
in order to give them enough time.
Okay, I didn't see anything like that in there. So, what does the group want to do? Anything? Or we're gonna wait and see.
Personally, I would like to wait at least a few more days to hear back from the state before committing to spending.
Okay.
Because I'd like to know that it's, I mean, that's my personal feeling. I'd like to know that I'd like to know, can we still get the question of is there enough time left to get it in by the 15th for that particular FEMA?
Uh-huh.
We know there's other FEMA money, but for that particular FEMA money, is there time to even do it now? And the other is the timing of the loan such that we could even use a grant if we apply for it and we actually get it?
Right.
It's a lot of money to spend on a shot in the dark. In that regard, now, as far as if the timing works out, then I don't think it's a shot in the dark. I think there's a chance. I think it might well be worth the gamble. But for me, there's still some unanswered. I mean, I'm willing to get together for a 30-minute meeting at the end of the week or beginning next week if necessary, if we get a little bit more information.
Okay. So yeah, I think
shall I ask those, the question of Civil West, what is the absolute minimum time they need?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could explain to us that we're still waiting to hear back from the state to find out if we can even mesh a grant.
How much longer can we agree on how much longer we're going to wait?
What if we'll wait as long as we can? So I think the answer would depend more on what Civil West says. What is the very last day they could have us to say go ahead?
Okay. We need to remember that part of the grant application process for the hazard mitigation grant money involves us providing them yes. with lots and lots of details. So we need to be prepared if the timeline is tight to do whatever it takes to get that information available.
Uh-huh. Is there any prep we could be doing in the next several days?
Probably. Okay, I'll ask those two questions then.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'll send another reminder out.
Okay.
Yeah, and we don't need from the loan people. I don't know how you sent that in, but we're just trying to see if there's any way we can mesh timelines between the two that we could possibly be potentially approved for the loan and yet hold off on getting the project started until we hear about the grants.
Got it.
Have to see.
Oh, there's my hand.
Did we lose someone?
No,
but there's a hand up for Stan.
There's a hand up.
Are we on? Uh-huh. Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question. When you're talking about meshing, you're saying we have grant money and we might have grant money, but we have the loan money. So if we did get the grant, wouldn't that just mean we'd be borrowing less on our loan, which, you know, we have a top end. Can't we borrow less, you know, if we had to? You don't need to spend it all, right?
Yeah. Correct.
So got the grant.
Correct, but there's a timeline.
There may be a timeline of when we can use the funds. So we may not be able to wait for the grant funding to come through before we have to start and finish the project.
I see. Didn't you just say there were a couple grants out right now that are over 2 years old that people still haven't spent their money on?
That was loans.
That was loans. Yeah, okay. Loans. We don't know that right. for sure.
But yeah, it's just a possibility and led me to want to ask that question if we could hold off on actually starting the work with the loan until we see if we have the grants, because the grants will probably not know about for I don't have it in front of me, but it's a while. It's
2 years,
year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It was 10 to 18 months after the final application date.
Yeah.
And of course I can't find that now.
To me.
So then the question really is, can we start the project with loan money and then use the grant to pay off part of the loan that we've used then, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Right, but we to qualify for the grant, we cannot put a shovel in the ground until we are awarded that grant.
Right. But once we're awarded, then we have to wait 10 months to get the money. Is that what it is?
No.
No, the awards are going to be issued sometime between July 22 and December of 22.
A year, over a year and a half, July.
Yeah. So we can't do anything until then is what you're saying then.
We can start on planning. We can do planning and engineering, but we cannot put a shovel in the ground on the project or it would be disqualified for a grant.
That's what we're wondering, yeah. So that's what you're trying to find out is if you can hold off on the loan long enough to get the grant?
Yes.
Okay, and the other thing you're trying to find out is if you have enough time to even apply for the grant.
Right, and the grant, you know, we're looking at $10,000 to $12,000 just to apply for the grant. So we really don't want to commit those dollars if it's impossible to wait that long to use the loan, because the grants will not fund it 100%. They have a minimum, I think it was 25% that we have to fund. And the grant just depends on how much they say, okay, we'll give you X number of dollars for this part and X number of dollars for that part. But we have to at least put in 25% of the cost of the things that would be covered by the grant. That's a minimum.
On the overall cost on that, are we including meter installation into the grant money, into the loan?
No.
No, meters don't qualify, I don't think.
Good, they don't part of it. Okay, that's
yeah, but they aren't. They aren't huge.
You know, you could take those out if you were.
Yeah,
okay.
they aren't huge, so
okay.
I don't think that's a concern, at least not in my mind.
That wouldn't be breaking ground. Yeah.
Right.
Question.
Okay.
Buzz.
Would it make sense or help us to have another piece of information, namely, ask Jonathan, tell him what the parameters are. That 8-inch line, the trunk line that runs from the tank farm down to First Street, I believe is what's the 8-inch part. And if it were a 6-inch line, it wouldn't help us much. But what we're actually doing is increasing the line to 8 inches, over 6 inches, specifically for fire flow. He can get us the difference in cost for those two lines. So my question is, or the margin, I don't know if FEMA would pay for the whole 8-inch line or just the amount that's greater than 6 inches. But would that type of information help the board if we could do the same thing for the storage tank? Kind of get out our crystal ball and say, well, we think this part of the storage tank may qualify, and take those two numbers, combine them, and that would give us a pretty good ballpark number for what we're shooting for. We don't even know that right now, but it wouldn't take Jonathan long to develop that. So my question is, would it be worthwhile to spend some engineering time to get that a number right now or no? What do you think?
I don't know. I have a question. Buzz, don't we already have that from what Jonathan has already done?
No, he could though. He could just massage the numbers a little bit. He's got a framework where he wouldn't have to spend a great deal more time to come up with a ballpark number for us.
But we don't know if the FEMA grant would make a difference. If we say we need to go to an 8-inch line to get fire flow, if they're going to say, okay, well, we'll pay for 20% of that, or we'll allow 20%. We don't know that, right?
No.
And that's why that information from Jonathan would help. So maybe that is a question for someone on the grant end of it. Do we even need to know this information? Is something like this going to be qualified for just the difference in size, the replacement, or would they consider the entire cost of putting in the new line?
We can't know the exact number right now. We don't, there's too many parameters, but it would be what the engineers would call sensitivity analysis. You'd get an order of magnitude idea, mm-hmm. better than an order of magnitude. Say, well, if Jonathan were to tell us, okay, I did this and I did that, and I came up with $450,000 of the total, we think may be eligible. So right away, you can take 25% of that, and you'll know, ooh, $106,000 we've got to come up with for 25%. I think I got that right. And then we'd
75-25 sounds right.
Yeah. We'd subtract the $12,500 we've already spent to get to get us eligible for the grant. And that has to be factored in. It's kind of a numbers game, but right now we don't know if we're going after 20,000 or 2 million. And it seems like if we just got a feel for it, it would be helpful. I have no vested interest in whether we should do it or not, but I'm just wondering what you guys think.
So if I understand your question correctly, basically we'd be asking Jonathan for an estimate of the part of the project that would increase our fire flow. Is that what I'm hearing?
Right. He could even phrase it another way, especially for this 8-inch line. He could tell us exactly what it would cost to build a 6-inch line rather than an 8-inch line as we're planning. He's got the number for the 8-inch line.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us what six-inch line would cost.
So are you wondering if FEMA would only award the difference between a 6-inch and an 8-inch? Is that part of the
question? No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
I'm wondering now.
I think we should ask Civil West because they are the ones who know what the FEMA grants want. And before we spend any money with Jonathan, no offense to anyone, we need to make sure that if what Civil West needs to, in order to do this grant, if he needs more engineering scopes, then yes, we can pay Jonathan more money. But, you know, this is just, we need to know what Civil West needs.
No, I think, Buzz, aren't you asking about looking at those numbers to see if it's even worth going for the grant?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. And that's my question too. And I'm wondering if that's not a FEMA question. That's not a Anna Fahim question.
Right.
Because they did talk, I'd have to listen to that meeting another time, but I tried to take notes, but there was something about not replacing certain things. So I think that maybe is a question for either Anna Fahim or perhaps Civil West would know, but I'd rather get the answer from Anna or her office.
Just what the parameters are, how they weigh they'd look at it.
Right. If we're going to improve our fire flow, but we're gonna put in new main lines for that, are they going to do any kind of, you know, well, we'll pay for part of that because you've already got an existing line. We'll only pay for the difference that the newer line would make or something, right?
I think that's a good idea. Ask her. and maybe she could, because I'd be a little bit, I could probably get some numbers on the line given the parameters, but the tank, that's mm-hmm. kind of a ball of snakes figuring that one. So maybe she could shed some light on it.
Yeah, personally, I have to say, I can't imagine that FEMA would say, if they would pay for us to have or 75% of putting in a new tank to increase pressure and fire flow, I can't imagine they wouldn't pay for the 8-inch line, but I think it's still a good question.
I think she did answer that question in the affirmative.
Well, we think, but I'd rather know it for sure before I committed us to spending money on the grant. So let's see if we can get an answer to that.
Okay. I'd like to clarify too that we're talking about 12,000 dollars, $12,500 for grant applications, mm-hmm. but we do not, but the minimum was 10,000.
Right. We
have to go to the 12,500.
You're saying we don't have to go?
No, we don't have to. That's a choice.
Right. That was that additional 2,500 was for them to look at other grant possibilities.
Try to find,
yeah. Besides doing the application for the FEMA grant.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe we should spend 2,500 to see for them to look at other grant possibilities.
Well, I looked at his email and it said that if we spend that extra money, we're going to have to get that income survey done because that's the only way we're going to qualify for grants. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to pay. We're going to have to, you know, so that's
be more than 20, that.
Yeah, 2,500 plus whatever the income survey is.
Yeah. Right.
Plus the grant writing for another loan. Which yep. would probably be comparable to the FEMA grant.
Yep. I'm just putting it out there.
Right. And I think if I remember correctly from a few years ago, I think the last estimate we got for the income survey from PSU was between 5,000 and 10,000.
Right. But I believe Tim said there's somebody else who can do that survey and it is not that costly.
Hmm.
It's more in the $5,000 to $6,000 range. It's still a lot. Maybe we don't want to go there for that part, but we don't have to decide that tonight.
Right.
Okay, anything else?
If we can't get a response on the loan questions by when, you want to see what Civil West says is the absolute minimum time that will take them to apply for the April 15th deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Then the next, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting.
And what we can be doing perhaps in the meantime to help prepare data for them.
Mm-hmm. Can I make one more observation? More of a question to Lisa. I don't know how volatile the interest rate likelihood of it increasing or how much it will over time frame. But it seems to me that at some point, maybe 0.5% interest increase or whatever, and on $3.5 million bucks over 30 years, would take a heck of a bite out of any if we wait mm-hmm. for this FEMA grant and we wait too long and the interest rate goes up, whatever we get from the FEMA grant, we don't know what that number is, but it seems to me that any increase in interest rate over a period of time while we're waiting for that grant is going to negate any effect that we'd get from the grant. I'm just saying. It's something
that... I know. And that's a great question. And I will ask the Oregon if we can get a rate lock while we're waiting for the loan.
Okay.
But that's a great question. And I was going to bring that up too, because yeah, it does make a big difference.
So is somebody going to contact Anna?
Sure, I will. You contact Civil West, Pat?
Yes.
And Lisa is going to contact the loan people. Okay, anybody have anything else? I think we've pretty much exhausted this one. We are not going to talk about connections until next month's meeting. So, operations. So, Pat, what is it you wanted to talk about in operations?
Well, I think we all know what I want to talk about in operations, but I think in light of some communications earlier this week that this is not a good time to discuss that subject. So I would like to just postpone that again on the action items list.
Okay, my short meeting talk really worked, right?
No, not really. Well, not really.
Just joking.
Yeah, sorry. I try to find some humor in most anything if I can. It helps me survive each day.
Humor is good.
Yeah, and I do. I am happy with some of the discussion and thinking we've done on the funding part, which did survive on the agenda. So
okay, forestall that for a future meeting. Is that your request, Pat?
That's my request.
Are you just March meeting, or we'll figure that out?
I don't know. Right now it gives me
okay.
Thinking about it.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to note for a future meeting.
Is there more information that we should have, Pat, to think about?
I think I've sent what needed to be thought over.
Okay.
Okay, board member comments. Does anybody have any additional board member comments?
I have some questions about the chlorination project.
Okay.
The first of which is in looking through the estimate, the project estimate from Cascade, I don't see engineering costs of any kind on this estimate.
Yeah.
Does that mean there's no engineering cost, additional engineering that's going to happen on this project?
We just paid some. We just paid for the all of his initial work and the plans to be sent in.
That was one of the bills we just paid. That was $3,000.
Right. But
Are you talking about supervision of the project?
The going forward with the build.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that there is any supervisory or engineering costs on this. Can that be correct?
I wouldn't think so, but I don't think we ever asked him for that, did we? Well, there is some, yes.
No, I see labor costs for construction, but I don't see supervision or anything else. Who's supervising? Who would supervise this build?
Well, a contractor would supervise the build, but you're talking about a project manager, that position?
Well,
who, that's a question who, I guess we need to ask. What's an estimate for the any additional costs in bringing this project to a close?
Would that not be a scope of work proposal? Just like we just did with asking Civil West about what it would take to go forward with them seeking grants for us?
I would think, in my opinion, this is a project we don't have a lot of time to mess with. We're mandated by the state to do this. In fact, we were supposed to have it done last month. So we're kind of running on borrowed time. I think it's a very good question to ask what additional costs we're going to see. But I don't know that it's something we're going to look at and then go, well, maybe we'll look for someone else to do it. He knows the project. He did it. He designed it. It's basically approved by Oregon Health. Their engineers reviewed it and just have those additional things. So anyway, that's my opinion. Anyone else want to jump in?
I agree.
I do too.
So, okay.
Okay, so we're not going to nail down what it would take to supervise and build this project?
I think it's a very valid question that I would like Buzz to ask Jonathan to give us an estimate on the additional work to complete the project.
I'll ask him.
Great.
Thank you.
Also, to this point, Jonathan has fulfilled the instruction that he was given about about developing the plans and getting them approved. They're approved now. So we have not authorized any further spending of any kind on this project until we say go ahead with it.
Right, well that would come, we would have to approve the results of the RFP or RFQ, actually, because I think we qualify for a request for quotes as opposed to a closed bid proposal. So that's part of what the board has to approve.
Isn't that what I'm saying? We need to ask for a scope of work to get us from where we are right now to that next step. And that would include any other costs to go out for bid or advertising for bids, all of that, right?
Right. Yeah, and so Buzz is gonna get that information?
I'll ask him what it is he's going to do. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know he's already said he's working on the changes mandated by the state. So.
Right, that's first step that we have to do.
Is it okay if I work on changes mandated by the state? He's gone ahead and done that. And.
But the board has not authorized that work.
Well.
That's the question I have.
Which work, Pat?
We have not authorized Jonathan to prepare bid documents or what it's going to take for advertising for bids.
Well, I'll authorize him when I talk to him. If you guys give me the go ahead. I mean, what's the big deal?
We can make it formal. I move that we go ahead and authorize that.
And what kind of funding for that are we authorizing?
What do you mean by what kind of funding? Are you talking about an amount?
How much money are we authorizing for that part, that additional part of work that we're authorizing?
You know, Pat, we didn't ask for a proposal when we told him we needed him to do the drawings. We just said do it because the state wants them. And he came back with what I thought was a really reasonable price, $3,000. So
$3,000 for what?
For the design and submission of those drawings. Isn't that that bill he submitted?
Yes, that's the bill plus the fee, but that was a fee that he paid.
And we authorized that at our last board meeting.
We
approved the pit. We'd already. So
it's in the mail. The check's in the mail now.
Yeah, but we haven't authorized anything beyond that, and now we're asking for more work to be done. But we don't know what the cost of that work is.
We didn't know the cost before, and now I'm going to ask him. What I'm going to ask him, Pat, is where do we go from here?
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to go out for bids? My assumption is he's networked with contractors over there. He'll make some calls and ask contractors if they want to bid the job, and he'll show it to them and get us some bids. And if he, in the meantime, I'm just assuming, I don't know, but that's why I said I'll ask him. I'll see what his game plan is.
Okay.
And I think what else he'll probably do is he probably has some boilerplate for small jobs, I'm assuming, where it has things like how long the contractor's allowed, liquidated damages.
Right.
You have to turn the water off. He's got to write some specs about how long that's going to be, yada, yada, yada. He's got to do that stuff, I think. I'll ask him. We haven't asked him how much that's going to cost because he's always been super reasonable. And I don't. And we really can't go to anybody else. But if you want a hard and fast proposal about how much it's cost, we can ask him.
Okay, so Buzz is going
to
ask.
It's very upsetting to me to hear that something is reasonable, therefore we don't need to ask these questions.
Well, he's going to ask them.
Yes, he is.
So that will do that.
And we are not authorizing any further work until we see that. Is that correct?
No, we are.
That hasn't been said. No. Dan
had a
motion to authorize Cascade Water Works to go ahead with the request for quotes. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want, is that the entire motion? It's fine if it is. I'm just trying to clarify.
Let me think. What did you just say? To authorize them to get the documents ready. Mm-hmm. To ask for quotes. Is that what you just said?
Right, to begin that process.
Yeah. man. Well, see, we don't know what he's going to do. We can do that.
Maybe we should wait.
Okay. So shall I withdraw my motion?
You could, if you're willing.
I just did.
Okay.
I really don't want to stop him.
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
And we're kind of under a time crunch here.
No, and it's not like we're going to go choose someone else to do this, that I can imagine.
That would screw up our timelines totally, I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we'd be in big trouble with the state, I'm sure.
We still need to do the correct procedures for authorizing this kind of work to be done.
Right. That's
all I'm asking.
Okay, so.
Oh, if you are going to authorize Cascade Waterworks to do the next steps, what would you put in a motion to offer?
I would be asking for just what we just discussed last week with Civil West about the grants. Give us a scope of work proposal.
And
I want to know who is going to supervise the construction of this from somewhere over in the valley, and how many different contractors we might be talking about. We can't. Well,
we wouldn't know that until we get the proposals. I mean, a contractor can put and can submit a quote, and he may have, or she may have, multiple subcontractors that work with them. So, and we're not going to know that. Here is a clue, though. Here's a clue for the big project on Cascade's estimate of the costs included in the engineering is the bidding process at 0.05%.
Right. That's a clue.
That's a clue. So I don't think like we're talking huge amounts, but
okay,
let's go ahead and do that.
The amount of money doesn't matter what one iota, it's the process that we need to follow. As you pointed out yourself, we need to do this correctly.
Right, and we have some questions out on some of the requirements that we might possibly have. Is there a public hearing or something on small projects that use an exemption? So
if Cascade is going to be the engineer of record or whatever that title is going to be to supervise the entire project and the rest of the development of this project, we need to make that appointment. But we can't do it unless we know what it's going to cost.
Okay. So probably what we ought to do is tentatively schedule another meeting next week.
Oh my God.
Like really? A really short one, Buzz. Really short. In order, long enough to take roll, make a motion, and adjourn.
Okay. So let me just regurgitate here what I think is going to happen. We are not going to stop him.
No.
He's in process. He's working. Okay. I'm going to call him and ask him what he intends to do to get this project constructed. And he'll tell me.
Buzz, hold on. Can you put it in email so we can all get the responses?
Say that again.
Can you put it in an email so we can all get the responses?
Put what in an email?
Put your questions to Jonathan in an email so we all can see the responses.
I don't know what I'm going to say to him. I need it. Well, going to be an interview.
Well, just send it an email.
Yeah, just CC us is what she's saying.
Yes. Instead of calling him, because we don't know what you're talking about. And I feel left out of these conversations, and I feel like a dummy all the time because I have no idea these conversations, and I would like to be informed. I would like to learn.
I'm not going to do that.
How about this? How about how about Buzz calls him and then just does a follow-up email?
What's the difference?
Yeah, exactly. If we're going to be transparent to the community and we're going to have trust between us, we need to have open lines of communication. This is not an open lines of communications, and I'm sorry. I trust Buzz. I trust everyone on this board. I really like everyone who's on the board. That's not my issue. My issue is that we need to document everything. And it's just a simple email.
It's a simple email, but you know, sometimes you do communicate better with people on the phone, and emails don't work as well. So
if I was going to call the state of Oregon and ask these questions.
Yeah. I mean, unless you want to start doing conference line, we do a lot of phoning with people. Dan was just on the phone with Colleen. Emailed us, and it doesn't mean that we all have to be on a conference line, on a phone call, anytime anyone calls and talks to someone to get information.
The reason I did that is because Ms. Chavria called me late this afternoon.
I just want to be included. Yeah. That's all. I don't want to be left out in the cold.
Yeah. Since that just came up, Ms. Chavria did call you, but I'm the one who sent her an inquiry. And instead of talking to or through me back to the board, she called you.
That's because Dan has been working with her all along and was already dealing with that issue and has been dealing with that from a time quite a while ago.
I think she is using me as the point of contact with the board and trusting that I will communicate with the rest of the board.
Right. And we got to remember, we work with a lot of other people that are really busy, and we can't have a lot of different people making them interact with different people on the board. That's a real struggle for them. And I know exactly what they're talking about because I used to deal with similar things. So anyway, back to Buzz and talking to Jonathan. I don't see any problem with Buzz giving him a call, getting the information. He could send an email then out to all of us and CC Jonathan to confirm that he got everything correctly.
What's the
problem with that?
The problem with that is you're going to do the email anyway. Why not do it at front instead of after the fact?
Because sometimes it's better to communicate with certain people by phone.
Why not do that?
But every time I do that, I get objections from you all. So what? That's a double standard.
Well, maybe we didn't know you were going to make the call in the first place, and that's the objection. So Dan, you were going to say something?
I had questions back and forth to clarify things with Colleen. It would have taken a couple of days by email. That's why I'm not objecting to Buzz having a conversation with Jonathan and then letting us know the results. And if I know Pat's going to go talk to someone, I don't have an objection with Pat having a conversation with someone and then letting us know the results. I don't think I have anything else to say.
Right. Does someone want to make a motion that Buzz gives Jonathan a call and then lets us know the answer via email?
I move that Buzz give Jonathan a call, discuss this with him, and then share the results with us by email. Is that okay with you, Buzz?
Yeah.
You have the conversation?
Can I, if there's enough information in my subsequent email, does it mean we need another meeting?
Yes.
Yeah, but we need a meeting anyway, probably. So let's just schedule the meeting and you give them a call and we'll get an email. Yeah. I need a...
Because we'd need to meet, if we're going to do the formal authorization, basically. But, right. But it doesn't have to be very long.
No, it could be short.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Buzz, you want to second that motion?
Second.
Is there any more discussion? Okay. Hearing no more discussion. Let's do a vote. Backenstowe?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Gleason?
Yes.
Hall?
I don't know.
Are you abstaining?
Yes.
Okay, I'll vote yes. That's four yeses or ayes, so the motion passes. Okay, we were actually in board member comments.
This is for Alan. You still there, Alan?
He's still on the screen.
Guess not.
What do you got?
Oh, I had that. I haven't done anything to get the soils report back yet, but I did get a couple of drawings printed up for him.
Ah, great.
I just wanted to let him know.
Well, maybe he's still listening. Okay, any other board comments? I have a couple. Luckily, I wrote the one down from last week because I couldn't remember it till I found the piece of paper I'd written it on. I just want to mention that we are probably going to have to do some educating of ourselves on SDCs and the methodology, and perhaps we can ask to do this through the Circuit Rider program. But we've had two of the lots in the, what is it, Mahala Drive, the Brown subdivision. One sold in July. One is in escrow right now. And we have a lot that was purchased last spring that the owner of has been in touch with the office asking about getting water to the lot. They had talked to Jim before Jim had left. Buzz is in contact with them. So we have the potential of having some new construction in the area. And I know I have looked several times at the SDC methodology and the ordinance, and I feel like I need some education on it. So I'd just like to put that out there. We might want to have some educational sessions for the board so that we understand further the SDC process and all that's involved in it, because it looks like it's fairly involved.
Also, I think Kevin Shreve, at some point in the last month or so, volunteered to explain the methodology that they used, which it baffles me.
Mm-hmm.
I could certainly use that information.
Yes, most definitely. Not like we don't have plenty to do, but I think we should do that before we actually have to deal with accepting SDCs. The other thing I have, I just want to make a quick mention of it, is, and Dan kind of mentioned it earlier, but that may have been before the meeting actually started, and that is recordings of the workshops that were recently held at the SDAO annual meeting. I have successfully recorded one of them. We have the handout material that goes along with it, and that's pretty much all you're doing. You're hearing someone talk and looking at the PowerPoint slides that they have prepared up on the screen. So I've recorded the advanced board skills session. I think the one on contracting would be helpful.
budgeting, and there was one on grant writing I haven't taken the time to listen to, but I could just now record the audio while I'm listening to it, and wanted to know if there were any other ones that people were interested in that they might want a sound recording of. If you do have any, please let me know. We have till the 3rd of March to be able to view those and therefore record the audio on them.
Well, actually, we have till May 3rd.
May 3rd. Okay, well, even better, more time.
But I like the idea of recording a few of these, because I think a few of these we may want to refer back to after May
3rd. Yeah. So in recording this other one, I got to listen to it again. Well, I didn't have to. I could have left the room, but I did, and it was good. I thought it was good because it just reinforced what I'd heard the first time.
The other thing is, if you all want to look at the list again to see if there are any topics that appeal to you, and you don't want to have to dredge up the email that listed the sessions, I'm happy to send that out to you guys again, if you'd like.
I don't know. It's just one more email on the list to Pother too.
All right.
I'm getting pretty good. I found out Gmail actually does Boolean searches, so I'm getting that down a little better. Okay.
Beth, since I'm going to be sending an email with our questions to Civil West about grants, do you want me to include a question to Kevin about when they might have time to do an SDC workshop?
I would prefer that be in a separate email so that it can be tracked separately. I find it somewhat difficult to have emails on multiple topics. I'd prefer they be separate.
Well, who's going to do it?
The SDC one?
The SDC one, yes. Are you going to send that one?
I thought Dan was.
Okay, I'll be happy to.
See?
I'll copy it to everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
I just thought of a question off the subject, way off the subject, regarding Maness, I guess his name is. It's been asking for, and maybe to direct this to both Beth and Pat. How did, what kind of arrangement did Jim have with Howry Industries? Did he just call them in and they charged him a set rate for mobilization? And then it was whatever it cost for a day of work? Was there ever anything written, or did we just, when we got bills, if he installed like multiple meters, is that how it worked?
I believe, but probably Jim would know better, but I don't remember ever hearing of us, the board being involved with, is that what you're thinking, like for estimates or something?
I don't think the board was. I think
that was up to Jim and.
Yeah. And then we would sometimes ask Jim, does this look right? And say, yeah.
Right.
And he'd call Joe Howry, and Howry'd come over, and we'd mm-hmm. pay for Howry's mobilization.
Yeah.
And usually we'd try to fill up a day's work
time,
Howry had a fixed rate of so much a day with a mm-hmm. son working, or a helper,
yeah,
an equipment operator, right?
That's the way I remember it.
All right.
Okay. Anything else? If not, we can adjourn. Unless we need to, do we need to pre-schedule something?
or look at options for scheduling?
We should choose a day. I guess we'd still use the customary time of 6 Pacific.
That would be the 23rd.
That's the day I get a crown, so I'm going to be cranky.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I don't want to meet on that day. Sorry.
Oh, those aren't bad.
You don't have my mouth.
I get migraines. Well,
I'm cranky.
It's
yeah, anything dental will make me.
So I don't have any 6 o'clock conflicts next week, personally.
You want to make it Monday then, the 22nd?
Monday's fine.
Works for me.
I can do Monday.
And the purpose of the meeting is just feedback from Jonathan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and to hopefully approve and keep this project going.
And if we don't have the information, then obviously we don't have to have the meeting.
Right.
Right. We should have it by then, right?
If it's Monday, I'll try to get you. I'll get on it tomorrow, talk to him, and hopefully have a email before the end of the week.
Good. That sounds good. Okay. So tentative meeting. On Monday.
I can go ahead and send out a notice tomorrow. And then we, you know, if for some reason Monday doesn't work from the standpoint of having the information we need, we can always cancel it and reschedule.
Right. Send another message. Right. I guess we haven't gotten any complaints recently, have we?
No, but maybe people are just being nice. But so far, no complaints.
And emails are easy to ignore.
That's true.
Just, you know, another one. Okay. Okay, Monday. Excuse me, I got to look at my calendar again. That's the 22nd. Okay, Monday the 22nd. Tentative meeting could be a really short one. So if there is nothing else.
I move we adjourn this meeting.
I was looking for that. Second. Okay. Any no's? From board members? There's no no's. Everybody's a yes, right? Okay, great. Thank you everyone for coming to the meeting at 7:21.
Pretty short, Beth. Pretty
That's short. Good. Remember, there's nothing bad about short meetings. They're good. That should be a mantra everybody is repeating. Okay, thank you everyone. Good night. The meeting's